Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
We know.
encouraged tonight. Somebody needs you for a way maker. Somebody needs you for a healer. We know you're able to do it all. Do it for us, oh Lord. Bless us and cause thy faith to shine upon us. Help us to seek to do your will, to please you in every way. We pray, Lord, that you look upon us with compassion. Everything that's not like you, we want you to cast it out. Help us to be what you called us to be. Help us to live according to thy word. Blot out transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Let your people realize that we need to get closer to you. Help us to deny self, to put self to death in the name of Jesus. Look on us, oh Lord, while we're down here praying. We need you right now, Lord. We need a blessing. We need you, Jesus. Have your way. Let your will be done. Meet us here tonight. Take control of the broadcast. Send your word. Send your anointing. Touch in a special way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on every prayer request. We pray that you grant it according to thy will. All those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, touch them, O Lord. Heal and deliver. Raise them up, O Lord. Look upon my father. Have mercy on him, O Lord. Touch him, O Lord. You know what's going on. You know all about him. You made him, Jesus. You know what he's dealing with. We pray, Lord, that you will heal him, that you had mercy on him, and save his soul before it's too late. Help him to seek your face and call upon thy name. Let your blood cover, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you look upon your people everywhere. You know all about it, Lord. Touch them, O Lord. You know what they're going through. You know the test that is confronting them. You know, Jesus, and you're able to fix it. You're able to work it out. We're dependent on you tonight. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, that you will bless and have your way and let your will be done. Move, Lord Jesus, prove yourself. Manifest yourself, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to glorify thee, for thou art so worthy. We pray, O Lord, for all of those who have sent in prayer requests and want deliverance, want to be saved, healed, and whatever the situation is, we ask that you have mercy and that you will grant the prayer request, saved to the uttermost, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you go with us and stand by us, continue to bless us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Evangelist Maybell Edmond, thank God for all of you. Good evening. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Louis Marshall, Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 40th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 40th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, of the miry clay, and set my foot upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us worth, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering thou hast not required. Since that I know I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Thank God for the name of his word, the 40th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service, title One School and One is O-N-E, if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry. Our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us postal mail, you can send it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, you can call in our guest number, 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts a Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. And the access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays for prayer at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. Wednesdays also at 6 o'clock p.m. Eventually, Mother Paul Breath hosts the There's Hope Ministry. Dial the number is 603-580-9377, and that access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5377, and that access code is 346-9155. And our own Evangelist Maybelle preached on there last night talking about God's love, and it was a very beautifully inspiring message. Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening services via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministering Emmanuel Hope teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we do want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Steve Hayes, for David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Otis Smith Jr., the bereaved Holmes family, the bereaved Mormon Fuller family, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Edie Johansson, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Olamé and Wayne, Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Breed Spriggs family, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, Bishop Bird and family, Titus Edmonds Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those that are currently requesting prayer. And those affected by COVID still, and anyone who God lays on your heart. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to sing a small portion of this song. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I freed you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You pay the price for me. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Nilo Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Thank the Lord for that selection coming through, Evangelist Khadija. I love him. Glory to God. This is a personal salvation. You got to love him for yourself. And if you don't love him, you can get to love him by receiving Christ in your life. I just thank God for that selection. And I just want to encourage every listener, the people of God, and those who don't know the Lord. I want to encourage you to get to know the Lord. If you don't know him, please get to know him. And if you know him, hold on to him, because truly we could look around and we could see the things that are going on in the world. So much trouble, so much pain, so much hatred going on in the world. But we need it. We need Jesus to get us through it. So I want to encourage you to continue to look to the Lord and take him at his word. He will not fail. He will not lie, but he will take you through your test if you just continue to hold on and to look to God, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Look at him. I'm not looking to anyone else. My trust is not in anyone else. I'm just trusting and looking to the Lord, the God of my salvation. I encourage you in the Lord. God bless you. Now, at this time, we're going to bring forth the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Dr. Sheila Hameen. And as she comes forth, we want to pray with her and pray that the word of God will have free course. God bless you, Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My soul is rejoicing because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad about it. I thank God for another opportunity. I give honor to the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. Just thank the Lord for the prayer and his touch. Thank God for the opening scripture and for the song selection. I can say of a truth that God is real. Amen. God keeps on proving himself. So let's prepare to go to the word of God. And I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible if you want to get your Bibles ready. But before we get into the scripture, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we call upon you right now, Lord, asking you to look upon us, Lord. We are waiting to receive word from you. Oh, God, minister unto us through your word. Everything that we stand in need of, you know about it. And we are looking to you. We believe you, oh, God. We ask that you will have your way. We ask that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you will get your Bibles out, if you want to read along, and let's go to the Word of God. I do have a number of scriptures I would like to go over, if it's the Lord's will. And we'll begin with Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 5 through 10, and St. Luke 8, 17, Proverbs 28 and 13, Psalm 19, 12 through 14, and Psalm 51, 7 through 10, if it's the Lord's will, if we get to those scriptures. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us start with Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verse 5. And the Bible reads, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." And let us go now to St. Luke 8 and 17, and it reads, "For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad." Proverbs 28 and 13, "He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion." Psalm 19, verses 12 through 14, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me." Keep back thy servant. Oh, excuse me, I already read that. Amen. Let me read it again. Verse 13.
Amen.
"Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And I just thank God for these passages of Scripture. And tonight, the subject is God Knows the Secrets of the Heart. God knows the secrets of the heart. And the theme is, Lord, search my heart. And this is personal. We have to initiate this prayer before God. We have to go to God knowing that God is the only one who knows the heart. He knows everything about our heart, because there are things about our heart that we are not even aware of. And we say to him, Lord, search my heart. Praise the Lord. The Bible lets us know in Jeremiah, where the Lord began to speak to the people of God through the prophet Jeremiah. And he's relating this message to them, saying, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. We must be careful not to let our hearts depart from the Lord, because the heart, above all things, it is deceitful and desperately wicked, as described in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Praise the Lord. But God, he's the one who searches the heart. He's the one who tries the reins. Glory to God. And when we cause, or rather go before God, trust in him, we are blessed, because the 7th verse in Jeremiah tells us, 17, verse 7, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. And when we talk about, or rather think about, the heart, this is something that's mentioned numerous times throughout the scriptures. It's something about that heart. When things get into the heart, it takes God to remove those things from the heart. And before that 5th verse in Jeremiah, the first verse, if you would notice it, I do want to read that. It says, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond it is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. And I look at that verse and I think about how deeply things can get into the heart, and how hard it is for us to get these things out. Therefore, we need God to search our hearts. We need God to try the reins. Hallelujah. We need God to remove everything out of our heart that is should not be there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That heart with this type of sin, where it says written with a pen of iron, that denotes how engraven things can get in the heart. And this is what caused a lot of people to lose out with God. This caused a lot of people who think that they're all right, that their soul is right with God. This caused them to lose out with the Lord, because things have been set in their heart and they have to come out. Glory be to God. Because God, he knows the secrets of the heart. He is aware of all of these things. And the heart has to be right with God. The heart must not depart from the Lord. Praise be to God. Just says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. God, he will cleanse our heart. And on these numerous occasions where the psalmist began to cry out to the Lord, asking God to clean their heart up, creating them a clean heart. Amen. The Bible lets us know that if we conceal our transgressions, we will not prosper. But if we confess and forsake them, we have to do more than just confess, but we must forsake them. If you come before God and you confess your sins to him and you're sorry for the sins that you've done, you must forsake them.
Hallelujah. And God will have compassion on you, and he will save your soul. Hallelujah. If you ask the Lord to search your heart, he will search your heart thoroughly. I mean, God will search out everything that's in your heart. He'll try the reins, and whatever is not right, he will take it away. He's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. Amen. And he's willing and more than able to forgive and to take away our sins. Hallelujah. The psalmist in the 19th number of Psalm began to say, who can understand his errors? And then here, asking the Lord, cleanse thou me from secret faults, those secret sins that get embedded in the heart. We need God to clean us up, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Not just that, but to keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Praise be to God. We must pray to the Lord. We must go to him, because there's always something at the door of our heart that's trying to get in. Things that the enemy will bring to us. And once things get down in that heart, when they get set down in there, it will turn us into someone that we don't even recognize. Hallelujah. So we must be very careful not to let our hearts depart from the Lord. And as the psalmist went on to say in the 14th verse, the 19th Psalm 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And then the psalmist in 51, 7 through 10, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Glory to God. Hide thy face from my sins. In other words, Lord, turn thy face away from my sins. Blot out all of my iniquities. Take them all away and create in me a clean heart. This is a prayer, and this is a personal prayer. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. I want to be right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's our theme song. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. If you want to be right before God, he will make you right. Amen. Hallelujah. But you have to want to be right. Thank you, Jesus. God would do it for you. So he knows about us. He is the only one who searches the heart and tries the rein. And God has a reward for every one of us according to our ways and according to the fruit of our doings. And we're going to receive that reward in the day of his return. When the Lord returns, our hearts have to be right. It won't be time to get right. Maybe you've been struggling and wondering what you should do. And I want to encourage you to go to the Lord and ask the Lord to search your heart and ask God to forgive your sins. Hallelujah. And to create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. Ask the Lord to search your heart. Believe God. Hallelujah. Take God at his word. Have faith in him. Make God your trust, your hope. Trust in the Lord and make God your hope. Take your heart and mind off of the things that are down here, because these things are only temporal. They're only temporary. They will not last.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't take any of these things with you in the hereafter. So whatever you're using down here is going to stay here. Once you leave and you enter into the hereafter, there are no possessions or anything that you own right now that are going with you. You are going without any of these things. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. Hallelujah. You don't have nothing if you don't have Jesus. He has to be in your heart. Well, glory to God. That heart has to contain Jesus. He will come in and he will sup with you. He will abide inside of you. He will live in your heart. Glory to God. You have to invite him to come in. And sometimes over the course of time, people do get set in their ways and things get into their heart. And these things get written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. These things get graven upon the table of their heart. And it's going to take God to remove these things. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God. I pray that you've gained something from it. And remember that God knows the secrets of the heart. And the things that the children of Israel were doing caused them to lose their inheritance, the heritage that God had given them. The Lord caused them to lose it. So if we are this way, we will not prosper. Things will cause us not to prosper. Amen. But let us trust in the Lord and give our heart to the Lord. Put it all in the hands of the Lord so that we don't lose out with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can be like a tree. We can be like a tree planted by the waters, spreading out our roots by the river, not seeing when the heat comes. The leaves are always green. And don't have to worry about the drought, but yet yielding fruit. Praise be to God. You can be flourishing in the Lord. You can be bountiful, just abundantly blessed in the Lord if you will give your heart to him. And tonight there may be someone who is ready to repent of your sins, to confess your sins and to forsake them, to walk away, turn your back on the world, on sin, on wrongdoing, turn your back on it, walk away from it, and give your heart to the Lord. Accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And if you're going through something tonight and the enemy is talking to you and trying to get you to stop and to throw up hands or turn back, God loves you and he's encouraging you to come to him and confess before him, the Lord, to search your heart. And whatever is not right or shouldn't be there, he will take it away. And he will put in your heart, right on the tables of your heart, his laws and his commandments, so that you don't have to sin against him. Amen. Praise the Lord. There may be a backslider or some backsliders out there listening. God loves you, and he's inviting you to return home. It's time to come on home now. It's time to return to the Lord, because the word of God lets us know that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Praise the Lord. when you provoke God to anger, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And this is what the children of Israel had done. They provoked God to anger. Hallelujah. But God is a loving and compassionate God, and he's inviting you to return unto him. If you're sick in your body and you need a healing, God is ready, willing, and more than able to make you completely whole from the inside out. Hallelujah. He wants to do it for you. So let's prepare now to go to the Lord in prayer. Let's put our minds on the Lord, and let us bring our prayers together and in unity ask the Lord in prayer, believing the petitions that we bring before him, he will grant unto us. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. Oh, Jesus, we call on you to look on us with compassion. Lord, we ask tonight that you will search our hearts. And whatever you're not pleased with, whatever should not be there, Lord, we pray, God, that you'll forgive us. We confess before you, Lord, and we ask that you would take away all of our sins, our faults, oh God, our shortcomings. Lord, be merciful and forgive. Take them all away right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to create in us a clean heart, oh Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. But we want to be right. We want to be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, we pray, God, for the backslider. We ask, Lord, that you will have mercy and that you will restore their souls. Help them to return unto you, Lord. Help them, oh God, to make it back before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, blessed Savior, we pray, God, for those, Lord, who have committed sin before you and who are asking for forgiveness and asking for you to come into their heart. Lord God, willing and ready to accept you as their personal Savior, we pray a special prayer for them, Lord, that you will have mercy on them and that you will purge them, oh God, and that you will clean them up and fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We pray, God, for those who are incarcerated. We ask you, Lord, to make your holy visitation. Stop by, Lord God, and save, Lord Jesus. Deliver, my God. Heal and make whole. Do wonders, my Lord, and work miracles in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, asking you to look upon each one who has requested prayer. Oh, my God, touch, Lord, and out right now. Heal, Lord Jesus. Make everyone whole. Open doors and make ways, Lord. Move by your power. Let the glory of God be revealed, and let your spirit be made manifest in the midst of the heathen, oh God, all around the world, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, for our leaders. We ask, Lord, that you will give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, spiritual enlightenment. Lord, give them revelation. Lord, help them to lead the congregation. Lord, build the congregation. Give growth to the congregation. Lord God, and help your people to go forth and minister, to go out into the hedges and highways and compel men, women, boys, and girls all around the world to come unto you. We know you're able to do all things, and we believe you tonight, oh Lord, and we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for everything
you've
done.
Thank you, Lord,
for hearing our prayer. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify your name. We ask, God, for comfort for those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Give comfort and consolation in the name of Jesus. We believe it right now, Lord, and we count it as done. We ask these blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, the brook into the hands of the host.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful prayer. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. And she really preached, and she's talking about how God, he knows the secrets of the heart. And then that plea, Lord, search my heart. And of a truth, God, he knows everything. He knows our secret sins. And there is a record. And one day we're going to have to give an account for the deeds that were done in our body. No matter if we had to answer for them down here or if nobody saw them. When somebody, I remember when I was younger, there was a question that philosophers in the class, they would ask that if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to see it, does it make a sound? But if a man sins and nobody's around to see him sin, is there still sin? And the answer is yes. He still sins, and we still have to answer for that deed that was done in our body, no matter if we think nobody saw it. Because sometimes we think nobody can see it, but God, he'll send a prophetess, or somebody sees it or something, it'll come out later. I tell you, this is a very serious, serious thing. And like she began to talk about that heart and how deceitful it is, and how we can ask God to search our hearts and ask him to take out those things that were written on our, even they could be set in stone already, but God can turn it around. But the thing is, don't let it get in there. Don't let it get set in stone to the point where we just have it's an ironclad conscience toward the word of God. I tell you, she really preached very, very thought-provoking message. And at this time, I'm going to open up the line to give the ministers or evangelists an opportunity to have remarks. And I want to let Evangelist Maybell go forth first. If it's the Lord's will, God bless you, Evangelist May.
Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord for the word. The word of God is right and somebody's wrong. I thank God for the word that came through tonight, because the Lord knows what's in our hearts. And, you know, sometimes we're going around, we don't know what's in our heart. We don't know our hearts, because that heart is deceitful. And there's things that are in that heart that you don't see with the naked eye, but God can see it. And I was thinking one how that the other day there was during an autopsy, there was a man who died, and they didn't know what he died from or how he died. But on the outward appearance, they could see that he had some kind of heart work done on the outside, from the outside, but that still didn't tell the story. So she had to cut the body open and go in there to find out what happened, and that's called the autopsy. And she began to go in there, and she began to see the little capillaries and the little vessels, how they were all clogged up, and it cut the man's breath off, and it stopped his heart from breathing to his heart. And obviously, he didn't realize how bad off he was, what was in that heart like that. I'm telling you, so God knows. He knows what's in our heart. We can't hide from God. We can't get away from God. God knows all about it. And I was talking to someone earlier, and we were saying how that nobody is getting away from God. Nobody. It doesn't matter who we are or what our title is. No one will get away from God, because he's going to judge us according to our works, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We still will have to stand before God. So I just thank God for the word of God. I want my heart to be pure and clean. I don't want anything in there that's going to stop me from making it into the kingdom of God. And I thank God for how he gave us or put it on Evangelist Cynthia's heart for us to go in prayer. And that's exactly what we did. Begin to go in prayer and fasting. And we begin to pray and ask God, because we just don't want anything in our hearts. I don't care how bad people treat us, how mean they are to us, but we don't want it in our heart because we know we're going to have to stand before God. So this word is timely. It's right on time. I thank the Lord for it, and I pray, Lord, help me that my heart may be right in the sight of God. And I'm saying to Evangelist Amin, continue to preach the word of God. Don't matter who it go to, or it doesn't matter, as long as you preach the word of God, because we all will give an account. So I just thank God. I'm encouraged tonight through the word of God, asking you to continue to pray for me. And I'm saying to Evangelist Amin, continue to do the will of the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. And like she said, we all have to give an account. And if there are no other members of the clergy on it, we're going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks, encouraging remarks, and exhortations. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. Thank God for you, Evangelist Dr. Khadija, and Evangelist Maybell. Thank you all for your support, continual support and prayers. And I just want to encourage both of you as well to continue to do the work of the Lord. Amen. And for all you listeners, we thank God for you. We thank the Lord for your prayers, your support. And we ask that you'll continue to keep us in prayer. Amen. And it is important that we be more considerate of the word of God when it comes to being aligned with the things that God is pleased with his commandments, with his statutes. You know, we have to, our lives have to be aligned with the word of God, because, you know, this is what God is looking for. He's expecting us to be a certain way. When Jesus returns, he's coming and he's looking for us to be ready. So anything that we need to do now, then in the heart, let's get that out. Somebody sang a song saying, everything in you got to come out. Amen. If you want to go back with Jesus when he comes, everything in you got to come out. All the backbiting and backsliding and everything else, that's in you. All of it's got to come out. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you won't be able to go on back with the Lord. Praise God. So I thank the Lord once again for all of you. And do we have anything further before we come to a close? If not?
The church anniversary. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry.
Oh, yes.
The church anniversary is actually going to start Monday, November the 7th at 7 o'clock p.m. Services will be held at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, at Christian Temple. Every night at 7 o'clock p.m., except for Saturday is 6 o'clock p.m. And then Sunday, they're going to have Sunday school at 10 a.m., and then morning worship will follow at 11. And then I believe Sunday evening service at 7 o'clock p.m., Lord's will.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for that. That'll be our 60th church anniversary. Praise the Lord. So we pray that God will bless. Looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. Lord's will. Holy Temple will be sponsoring Monday night, which would be the 7th. Praise God. So we ask for your prayers. Amen. If that be all, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. We look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, which will be Sunday
at 3:30 p.m. Amen. If it's, and until then, may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And good night.